You've been holding it in all week. Someone or something has made you mad. Tell us about it. 615-737-1025. That is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. A pair of tickets to see the Eagles at Bridgestone Arena on April 28th. That's what's on the line. But you must call in and participate. Alan Bell at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little gambling with him. Pick six in the final hour. Things on tap here on Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Friday afternoon. But we need your participation. 615-737-1025. Who or what has made you mad? Just get off your chest right now so you can feel good going in to the weekend. Like I said, a pair of tickets to see the Eagles at Bridgestone Arena on April 28th. Willie, do you want to start? Hello?
Unmute yourself, Willie.
Sorry. I really do want to put a guy on the list.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
But
you're muted?
I really want to put somebody on the list from last night at the arena, but I hesitate.
But what?
I hesitate.
Why do you hesitate?
Well, there was a guy that he saw that I was, you know, he saw I was walking around in the media area, and he asked if I worked for the team, and I said, yeah. But, you know, I think he thought, I didn't realize what he was asking. I thought he was saying, hey, you know, are you, I thought he knew me.
Oh, he had a complaint.
He was going to say, he had a complaint. He had a complaint.
Oh.
So I had to get back up to the broadcast post last night, and, you know, I was wanted to be nice. But so I said, hey, you know, what do you need? I'll try to help you out. And he said, I'm trying to be nice about this.
Just spit it out.
He said he's handicapped and he couldn't fit in his seat.
Okay.
And I said, okay, you know.
All right.
So he said, can you make a phone call to somebody? And I said, no, I really can't, but I can tell you where the fan relations area is. Is if you'll go down there, they can help you out. And he said, well, why can't you make a phone call? You realize how inconvenient this is? Now, he said he was handicapped, but he was walking around. He didn't have any kind of wheelchair or anything like that. Okay. You know, he was. So I took his word for it that he's handicapped. But I said, if you could just get down to the level, I said, there's an elevator this way. I said, the escalators are over this way. I don't know during the game if the escalators are going up or down in the middle of the game, but I said, if you could just get down to the first level, there's a fan relations right there. I told him where it was. And he said, if you don't make a phone call, I will never come to another event in this arena. And I said, sir, I said, I'm an announcer. I have to get back up there. I'm trying to help you out. If you could just make it down to the first level. Yeah, I mean, he was just being just very unreasonable. I was trying to help him. I did not want to blow the guy off, but it was—I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. I was walking back up. I was like, I felt bad. I was like, I hope I helped that guy out. I don't know what happened to him.
So you don't know the end.
Well, he, you know, he stormed off in the direction I told him to go. He says, I hope you realize what an inconvenience this is. He says, I don't fit in my seat. And I was like, well, I can't change the size of your seat. You know, I was like,
did he want you to whip out a bigger seat and give it to him?
I don't,
or what?
I'm not sure what he, I guess I mean, there's certainly places that they have for handicapped people. There's areas where they can, for example, somebody in a wheelchair, they have a section.
But those chairs are,
you can roll your wheelchair up. Yeah. And they have other areas of seats that they can put. And I'm sure that's what they could have tried to do. So I don't know what he was doing in the first period to determine this, and what he tried to. So I don't know. But I mean, I don't want to put a fan on the list. I hope he He did not look like a regular.
Well, he could have handled it a little bit better. He could have handled it maybe a little bit better.
And I hope he got to talk to one of our staff members down there, and hopefully they got him taken care of. But when you say, can you, you know, demand that I make a phone call on his behalf.
You just made the list.
I was like, come on. I'm telling you where to go. I'm trying to be nice to you, man. I don't have time to make a phone call. I said, I'm an announcer. I have to be back on the air in 3 minutes, okay? It was funny. He just was not in the mood to laugh or anything. So,
or be patient, that's for sure.
I know. I was just like, oh, man. I hope he got taken away. But he said, I will not, if you don't make this phone call, I will not come to another event in this building. It's like, okay, all right, sorry. I'm trying to help you, man.
Oh, that's not what I thought.
I do not fit in my seat, he said.
Understood. That point well taken.
Yeah.
Now, if you could go down to fan relations, they can help you.
And honestly, he didn't look like he would, you know, I just was sizing him up. He looked like he would fit it. There's plenty of people that his size that are figuring out a way to sit in the seats. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, you know, make any judgments or anything. He didn't look like he looked like he could fit in a seat.
Okay. So we don't know how it ended.
I don't know how it ended. I hope it ended well for the guy. You know, I hope he ended up in a better mood. I was in a great mood. The Predators were up 3-0. They're playing great. Everybody's in a good mood. Hey, Willie, how you doing? Hey, I was talking to my friend over here and this guy over here. And then this guy goes, do you work for the team? And I said, yeah. I thought he was going to say, hey.
Great job, man.
This is my first game. And, you know, this is fun. He's like, I need you to make a phone call for me. I don't fit in my seat. I was like, oh, boy.
What a weird request, though, to make a phone call.
I can't get down there. I said the fan relations is down in the first. I can't get down there.
Well, you got up here. Like, why can't you get down
there? I was like, we got elevators, we got escalators, we got stairs, we got lots of ways for you to get down there. And you're like, that's a good point, Darren. I should have said, well, how did you get up here?
Are you stuck up here? Are you saying you can't leave? You're gonna have to go down there eventually. Oh man. Mine's short and sweet. You know, the obvious, Arby's, you still suck for getting rid of potato cakes. Like, just dumb. You still don't have my business. I'm not going back to you till you bring back potato cakes. It's ridiculous. The other one is, don't you think we're being a little bit loose with the closings? Like, this week I felt like the closures went on a little too long. Are we a little loose with our closures? Anybody agree with this? I mean, like, I'm like, we're still canceling. Like, what? Really? Like, we're still closing things or we're still on delay? Really? Really? Like, come on. Look outside. And I know it's not directly in front of you. There's back roads. It's like, I think we're just a little loose with the whole closings. And it's like the minute something happens, it's like, okay, you can mark 2 days off for that. I just think we're a little loose on that front. That's all. Like I said, short and sweet. It's not a big gripe. I'd like for it to feel a little bit more realistic. Like, oh, okay, I get it. Rather than going, really? You know, question mark? Really? Close tomorrow? Huh. Okay. All right. That's all I got. You ready to go to the phones?
Let's do it.
Maybe the fan will call in.
Maybe he'll call in and say, this is what happened. Maybe we'll find it. And look, the customer is always right, right? You want to provide good fan appreciation service, you know, customer service. It's like, I just needed a little help, man. I had to get back on the air in 3 minutes. I'm trying to help the guy out. We got escalators to your right. We got elevators to your left. Just got to get down to that fan relations, man. They can help you. I can't make a phone call for you.
We got loaded lines. Let's head to the
phones. All right.
Find out what you are mad about. Let's start things off with Nate. Nate, who or what is on your list?
First off, I do have to agree with you, Darren, because yesterday I was surprised that schools were closed, and the only bad thing was that it was freezing cold.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyways, I originally was going to put Darren and the post-game show on my list, but I'm over it now, so I don't really care.
But I want to hear, because I saw that you tweeted, and I was waiting for today. I wanted to hear what made you angry. What did I do, or what did we do? Tell me.
I thought I had a legitimate question for Hal last night.
Oh, for hashtag Ask Hal.
I asked where it doesn't seem like it's a fair thing to where the team that commits the goalie interference, or not goalie interference, I'm sorry, goalie penalty or too many men on the ice, that they get to choose who sits in the box. It doesn't seem like a punishment. It seems like, oh, okay, well, we'll just throw our worst player on the bench in the box and, you know, be done with it.
Okay.
And so I just wanted an explanation from Hal, because I don't know if he or y'all, maybe Willie knows why that happens, like why the other team doesn't get to choose, or the officials or someone else. So that's why I was going to put you on the list. But I, like I said, I'm over it. So.
All right. So what do you got? What else you got?
So Ticketmaster and the IRS are on the list.
You just made the list.
A couple days ago, unfortunately, we didn't get to go last night because we had some things come up, and so we were selling the tickets. I understand if it's for like a ticket broker or someone like myself, where I would buy a lot of tickets to this big event, like the Stadium Series, and sell them for like $300, $400, $500 to make a profit. But when it's people that have season tickets to go to these games or events or whatever, and you can't make it, and you sell your tickets, and you sometimes lose money because you can't always sell them at the original price, you're going to start charging, or you're going to start throwing taxes on top of this. Y'all heard about this, right? Where the Ticketmaster is starting to report to the IRS the tickets that you sell, the money you make.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a real thing. I don't remember. Like, it's up to $600, like gambling. And I guess it's because they're calling it income. But is it really income when you're just trying to get your money back for something that you can't attend? So the IRS trying to make money however they can without doing any of the work. You just made the list.
Is it like is it $600? What's the threshold? What is it that you have to?
Yeah, it's $600. So okay. If we sell, and that's not much if you think about how much Preds tickets are now. So Amanda has season tickets, and they were, you know, it's at the lowest price point possible. If six games are sold, you're there. You're at that $600 threshold.
So if you had Titans tickets for this mm-hmm. game tomorrow, and you sold them mm-hmm. for $750 a piece, and they were $250, let's say, you know, that was the price of the ticket, and you sold them for $750 a piece, mm-hmm. you now have to report that as income?
Yeah, the Ticketmaster has to report it.
Hmm. Wow.
I had
not heard that.
Yeah, I think it started before the other day. I hadn't heard anything about it, so I think it's a fairly new thing.
Okay. All right, Nate. Well, thanks for passing that along. Had you
Nate
heard that?
Nate is not the first person to put the IRS and or Ticketmaster on the list.
No. They have been frequent visitors to You Just yes. Made the List.
Yes.
Let's go to Eric. Who or what is on your list?
Yeah, I'm going to bring up Ticketmaster on Monday, but that's a good one, guys. But before I get to my list, guys, I just want to say that I'm going to be at WWC Friday Night SmackDown tonight, and I'm going to be at the game tomorrow to watch the Tennessee Titans lead a SmackDown on the Cincinnati Bengals tomorrow. Oh, yeah, dang it. Hey, guys, but my list, guys, is Dallas Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy. And here's the reason, guys. Guys, y'all know me. I grew up a hardcore Cowboys fan, and there's still a part of me that loves them. I will never cheer against them, even though we got the Titans now, and I'm pretty much primarily pulling for the Titans. But here's the thing. he, of course, says now that, okay, I'm a good coach and I can win with this team and all this type of stuff. But then he admits earlier this week, or apparently he's admitted within the last couple of days, that there was a kind of a little bit of nervousness with this team, that there was some angst and stuff like that, so he tried to walk it back. I said, really? This is a guy that has issues with like clock management, time management, all the type of stuff, a guy I don't trust. Guys, I generally don't call for a firing of a coach, but to me, as long as he's the coach, I just don't think they're going to win. And to me, the Raiders, I mean, Jerry Jones is kind of the Al Davis of today. And the interesting thing is the last Super Bowl they won was a guy that was not a great NFL coach in Barry Switzer, but at least he had the talent around him. McCarthy doesn't have that same talent. As long as he's the head coach, I just don't see him ever doing it. So, Mike McCarthy, you just made my list.
You coach, just made the list!
Uh-oh. Coach Meathead on the list.
Darren is actually going to go as Mike McCarthy to his next Halloween party, October 31st. He's going to dress up as
What are you saying, Willie? I need to lose some weight?
No, I'm saying that you've created a character, Meathead.
Uh-huh.
And so I think if Mike McCarthy's the coach of the Cowboys next year, that'd be a great Halloween costume for you.
I'm glad you think me and McCarthy have the same body frame.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Him and with his tire under his shirt. Okay. Let's go. Now I've got a complex.
Let's go to
Kenny the Mailman. Who or what is on your list?
Fellas, for the first time ever, let's break new ground. I'm going to put an advertising phrase on the list.
Okay.
Have y'all heard the phrase, it just matters more?
Oh, yes.
Yes, we have.
Have y'all heard
more than
that?
More than once.
Commercials everywhere. It's everywhere. Sometimes it's true, but sometimes it's false advertising, and I'm going to give you an example why. Last Saturday, 100,000 fans packed into Georgia's stadium to celebrate the awesome college football championships that they won. Did y'all hear about that? And they had such a great time. The band was there. The speakers were there. Souvenirs were sold. 100, they were turning people away. During the game, they announced, hey, we've got reduced tickets for you to our SEC basketball game today because it matters more. We've got reduced concessions. We're going to be giving away prizes. Come over right now and get your ticket. Less than 800 people took advantage of reduced tickets to go to an SEC basketball game. I guess instead of it just matters more in basketball, it's sort of okay. But I don't think that will fly on commercials, do you? Less than 800. Y'all have a great day.
Yikes. I was actually having that conversation last night, and I'll just pose this to you. What is a better basketball job? Alabama or Tennessee?
A better basketball job.
A better basketball job.
Whew.
Wow.
I'd say they're about equal, but I might give a slight. Yeah, they're about equal. If you take a look, they both have had plenty of success over the years, on and off. Not as consistently as a Kentucky or a North Carolina or that level of program, but if you got your ducks in a row, you can win at either place.
Wow. Maybe I'm in the minority. I just think Tennessee's job is way better. Basketball.
I think if I had to pick, I would give Tennessee a slight edge. I think they definitely have better support than Alabama year in and year out for basketball.
Nick Saban's not at Tennessee either. Not living under that shadow is probably pretty sweet.
Right, but the conversation I was having is, I wonder, if this thing didn't get turned around with Rick Barnes, I wonder if he's going to tell old Nate Oates down there in Tuscaloosa, come on, buddy. Remember I hired you? Remember when I gave you your opportunity? Come on to Knoxville. And everybody I say that to, they're like, why would he leave Alabama to go to Tennessee? And I'm like, for basketball? Really? And like I said, maybe I'm in the minority.
I feel like Tennessee is a way better job. Well, I think you got a chance to have a better environment, better atmosphere, better spotlight for basketball. Tuscaloosa is just a smaller place. People aren't driving from a couple hours out to go to their basketball games.
Kenny's using the Georgia reference. Isn't Alabama about the same? I mean, they probably care about basketball maybe a little bit more, but do they really care about the basketball program in Tuscaloosa?
Not relative to the success they've had. They've had some really good teams.
Right, but I'm saying yet, today.
It's hard to get the spotlight.
Like, how much do you think they talk about the basketball program, right? Even if they're good.
Not as much
are.
As they should. Not as right. much as they should.
Thank you. That's what I'm getting at. All
now,
right,
I say this. Auburn's got a pretty good, lively thing going down there now. They've got the spotlight down there. They get good atmospheres for their games.
Yeah, they also have a coach that helps that environment. Yeah,
he makes it happen.
He gets right in the middle of everything, right? Tony, in Nolensville, who or what is on your list?
Good afternoon, guys. Well, gentlemen, this is a follow-up from last week. I told you about the sledders and how I was going to be greeting them with the megaphone.
Yes.
Well, it snowed this past week, and the snow was wet, sloppy, mushy, a good snowman snow, or that type of thing, but not good sledding snow in our subdivision. So this particular hill behind my house that 30, 40, 50 people are constantly wear out during the sledding, this past week, when sledders would come, there would be nobody there. And I would greet the sledders as they approached the hill with my megaphone hollering. So what part of today do you think you're the first ones to come to the hill? And one guy replied back, what do you mean? I said, well, this hill's so popular that people start at 7 in the morning sledding. You're here at 12:30 and there's no one sledding. Don't you think there's a reason for that? Well, I didn't think about that, he said. And I told him, I said, did you play sports in school? He said, I did. I said, do you remember reading your keys? He said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, if nobody's out here sledding now, what makes you think you're going to be able to sled? Well, I didn't think about that, he said. And he turned away and he said, you know what? Maybe I need to start going somewhere else. I said, maybe you should. I said, however, today the deteriorating condition has stopped you and all the others from sledding. They're on the other hill. Here's your sign, and you just made my list.
Thank you, Tony.
I had to give you the follow-up.
Oh, yeah.
From that point forward, no one else come to sled on that particular hill. It was great.
Word is getting out.
You just made the list.
Oh, that's great. Good stuff. I love the follow-ups. Love when you call back in with the follow-ups. Let's go to Billy in Columbia. Billy, who or what is on your list?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Loving the show. Here's what's on my list. We don't have to have a news segment every time it snows, every time we have ice, to talk about TDOT and the potholes. We know what's going to happen. TDOT is working very hard to clear our roads, to pre-treat our roads, and then to get out there in the cold weather to fix the road. We don't need every little whiny person on the news talking about how they got a flat tire or I didn't know this was going to happen. I've been living in Tennessee my whole 55 years, and it happens every year, and it's going to happen again. Don't make a news segment out of it. Be careful. Slow down. Remember, there's people out there working hard to keep us safe and stop complaining about it. That makes my list.
Right. You just made the list.
Thank you.
All right.
I feel like he feels better after getting that off his chest. I like it. That's the whole point of this. Let's go to Josh. Josh, who or what is on your list?
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you. Long-time listener. Never miss your show during the week.
Thank you.
I do have to say first, Chase, lifelong Dodger fan, cannot wait to sign that first baseman. All right? Cannot wait.
What made there will be a funeral on this show if that happens.
What made my list? I've recently started doing some, not recently, but always have done grocery shopping. But one thing that has popped up more recently, have people forgotten how to use a shopping cart? I see more and more people walking alongside the grocery cart, pulling it from the front, taking up the entire grocery lane in the aisles, causing more traffic than L.A. during rush hour. That made my list. Thanks, guys.
All right.
You just made the list.
Have you seen that? I haven't seen that. People in front of the cart pulling it? Why?
It would seem to be not a good form.
No, right.
Not efficient.
And by the way, aren't you worried about getting clipped? by the wheels, right?
It would be seem to be hard to maneuver that. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, I would.
You could be like that guy in the commercial. Hey, pulls to the left a little bit. You know that guy?
I know. Like I love that commercial.
That's a good one.
Don't be a dad.
Yep. Don't be like
your dad. Right. Don't be like your parents. Hey, this one pulls a little bit to the left.
We've all had that card, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
The wheels aren't quite right. Yeah.
So-and-so in deli cuts it just right.
Got new blades on this thing? Cuts are fantastic.
Let's go to Paul. Paul, who or what is on your list?
Well, first off, I want to thank Willie for telling that story, pressing through at the top of the segment, because as he told it, I saw that whole thing take place in my mind, and it brought me a lot of joy. So thank you for that.
A lot of joy. I'm glad I could provide that. Yeah.
Thank you. I was going to put the whole radio station on the list, but I think it's more appropriate to be specific. And so I'm going to put Chase McCabe on the list. Congratulations on the promotion, but as the program director, you are now on the list.
You just made the list.
Now, here is why. I have a job that affords me the ability to listen to your station all day. I love it. I love all the shows. It's great. I also understand that radio spots have to be sold to be able to provide these shows that I love listening to, and I appreciate that I don't have to pay for them. So I don't want to be the kind of person to complain about someone shouldering the burden of paying for the radio station. Having said that,
there's a butt coming.
There's at least 25 times a day that I have to hear a segment dedicated to a specific male ailment that is happening at such a frequent and regular basis. It seems as if no one in Middle Tennessee is able to enjoy extracurricular activity with their spouse and loved one. I'll be very careful. No one is able to enjoy that activity in town, and it's going to become psychosomatic. At some point, I'm going to have this ailment because I've heard it so many times, I'm going to believe it. I also get the complimentary side piece of my 8-year-old giggling in the back seat saying, ha, 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 performance issues. Woo-hoo! I don't know what happens when he goes to school. I'm sure my wife doesn't appreciate me listening to that there. I mean, I'm to the point where I would love to hear Jared Stillman scream, I'm talking about your clothes. And I can't believe that I've gotten there, but it's that bad. It's fine. Have those commercials, but can we mix it up a little bit? Does anyone have like an ulcer or diarrhea? Is there any other medical ailment that exists that we can cover? Good night.
Those spots are in your head, Paul. They're in your head, man. They're getting to you.
It's coming. There's Valentine's Day is around the corner. I'm going to have a problem. It's on the way. So can we talk more about your dog and the CBD? Like anything else?
Remember, use that code Chase.
Exactly. Thanks, Chase.
Oh, boy.
See you guys.
My gosh.
You just made the
spectacular
list.
Spectacular. That was some of our best stuff today.
That was good.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll regroup. Man, that was good. I'm sweaty. That was good. We'll come back. Alan Bell, our man, let's talk a little gambling. It is a big, big sports betting weekend here in these parts. We'll talk with our man, Alan Bell, next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Divisional round action gets started at Nissan Stadium right here in Nashville. Titans hosting the Bengals. That'll be a 3:30 kickoff tomorrow. 49ers and Packers in the nightcap at Lambeau Field. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. Let's say hello and good afternoon to our buddy Alan Bell with Sportsline. Let's talk a little gambling with him. Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
How big is this weekend for this market and this state? You know, we've been talking about this since it first came into fruition back, on November 1st, 2020? Is that right?
Correct, yep.
Yep, 2020, November 1st. And to have this, you know, this weekend and an opportunity to punch their ticket into the AFC Championship game, and be hosting this all the way if they can find ways to keep winning. during these next couple of weeks. How big do you think the gambling element is going to be in this city and in this state in particular this weekend?
Oh, it's huge, right? Like, and you're already seeing it, you know, out of the sports books that are here. They're definitely using it, you know, as an advertising, you know, time to say, hey, look, you know, the local team is here. They're in it. The final, you know, the Elite Eight, so to say, you know, and they're pumping a lot of money into it. And it's a smart move because there's only eight teams that are getting attention globally, right, in the NFL. So it's going to be huge nationally. We've already seen the Titans 3.5 is the second most bet spread this weekend. So you're seeing it across the country, and then you're going to see big numbers this weekend. And if the Titans do it at winning, yeah, it's going to be even bigger next weekend.
Where's the money right now on the four games? Where's the heavy money at? Or is it pretty divided up this weekend? Where's the money?
Yeah, it's pretty even, so to say, right? Like, you see the Titans, they're a big favorite. The Green Bay Packers are getting the most attention. We've seen that number move from, you know, 5.5 to 6, back to 5.5, up to 6. But you're not seeing spreads really move all that much. The Rams have gotten a little bit of attention, you know, going from +3 to +2.5. And the Kansas City Chiefs have gotten a little bit as well. But to be honest with you, I mean, it's pretty even. And you're looking at, you know, I think this is the first time ever in the divisional round where all four games have a spread of 6 or less.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, are you surprised that the Chiefs line seems to keep going down? Is that, what, 1.5 now?
Yeah, 1.5. Not really. I mean, the Chiefs, you know, they're a popular team, you know, to bet on. People love betting on them. They love betting on Alabama. They love, you know, Duke basketball, the Lakers. Like, they're a national brand, man, and people love betting on Kansas City. That's just going to be, I mean, obviously, an awesome game. But, yeah, I'll tell you this. You know, we're seeing it, you know, already in terms of the spread, a little bit the total. Wait till Saturday and Sunday when you start seeing the numbers come in for the prop markets. That's where the money's going to be. There's going to be billions of dollars, literally, bet on props this weekend.
Okay. Well, that being said, then, if I had the over-under, well, actually, I'm not going to tell you the number. I want to get your thoughts first. If you were setting over-under carries for Derrick Henry, what would your number be?
That's tough. 16.5.
Okay.
Probably.
I've got 17.5 written down. So
yep, right.
We're right there. So with that being said, what are you taking?
I take the over. I think they're going to give him every opportunity to carry the ball, right? And I think that if the Titans are in a game script to where they're leading, I think that, you know, and Derek looks good. He looks healthy. You know, it doesn't look like, you know, he's a risk, you know, for re-injury. The best defense that the Titans are going to play this weekend is using Derrick Henry and running the ball, right? Like, you keep it out of Joe Burrow's hands. So if the Titans stay ahead in this game, he'll get every opportunity for as many carries as he wants.
More receiving yards, Ja'Marr Chase, A.J. Brown?
Ooh, A.J. Brown. I think that A.J. Brown definitely is going to – he's probably going to have a big game for the Titans to, you know, to play the game script style that they want to. Ja'Marr Chase, don't be wrong. This is nothing negative on him whatsoever. I think that you're going to see a ton of Kevin Byard shadowing all over Ja'Marr Chase. So, you know, he might not quite get the numbers that he's used to getting, but somebody like T. Higgins, like, that could be your guy, you know, for the Bengals in terms of receiving yards. But, yeah, if I had to bet on that, I'd go with A.J. Brown.
Just to put things in perspective, Alan, like, we know, like, the NFL games, you know, every single week, and now in the playoffs leading all the way up to the Super Bowl, they're the highest-rated programs, right, throughout the calendar year, up against everything. They're the highest-rated programs. So with that being said, just to put it in perspective, when you think about all the gambling you can do on other things, how much does the NFL, and especially these playoffs that we're talking about, dwarf everything else?
Everything. I mean, they dwarf everything. You know, and you said it right there, programs. We're not talking about, you know, hey, the NFL, you know, beat out. What, they beat out everything, right?
Like, yeah, right, not just sporting events, like everything that's on television.
Everything, right? And like you said, it gets better. You know, this weekend is usually – divisional weekend is usually the best weekend of the NFL playoffs because you have four games and you have eight really good football teams. But then next weekend, you know, when you only have two games, and those are going to be massively watched, and we didn't have to talk about the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl will dwarf everything on the planet. It's just amazing that the NFL, and they've been doing this, you know, since before sports betting legally, you know, was here across, you know, multiple states in the country. Now that it's here, their numbers are getting even better. Like, it's insane that they've found a way to not only be the best in the world at this, and they're getting better at doing it.
I don't know the answer to this, and I can't remember if we've talked to you about this or not, but I feel like in other states where this is legal, they have, like, I've heard of, like, they have areas or stations where you can basically go, you know, it's like having a hard line, right? Like, you're not depending on your cell service, if you've got any bars, like they've got on your phone to make your bets while you're at a game. They've got areas where you can do this. Is that allowed in this state? And if so, how far off do you think that is from being a reality?
Yeah, so it's tough, right? Every state is different. Okay. You know, the state of Tennessee is 99%, and understand what I'm saying, you know, mobile only. There is the ability to do that, but legally you can tell the books haven't figured out exactly how, so we haven't seen any pop up. But, right, you know, you look at, you know, other states, what you said, they almost look like ATM machines. Right,
yeah.
To where you could
yeah.
go up and literally just punch in and say, hey, I want this. So you don't have to go to, you know, a clerk, or you don't have to even go to a sports book. Like, they'll have them in, you know, restaurants. They'll have them at the game. They'll have them all over. So, you know, we'll see, you know, when that becomes a part of it. I assuredly think that it will. Might take a couple years, but they'll evolve because it's just such a cash cow for everyone involved. The state.
In other words, we're going there. We're headed there. It's just
yeah.
don't know when. Okay.
Yep.
What do you like? What do you have? What's your strongest feel? I know you love to give us, like, first quarter numbers or first half numbers, or what's something this weekend you've identified as something you really, really like?
Yep, I got a couple here. All right, so the first one, so right now in Green Bay, it's about -7 degrees. All right, looks to be about zero at kickoff, okay? Since 1960, there have been 17 games at Lambeau Field that were 10 degrees or colder at kickoff. All 17 of them were 45 points or fewer. So give me the under 47.5 in the 49ers at Green Bay. I'll take that one. The second game, I'm on the Rams +3. I think the Rams beat the Bucs outright, but I'll take the +3. And the reason being is this, is that you look at, you know, Tom Brady and the Bucs' offensive line, they've got some injury issues. They might get some guys back, but they still have some injury issues. Their starting center, starting right tackle. We haven't seen Brady have pressure on him really since the Saints game, and it looked awful. So I think the Rams can control the Bucs' offensive line. And then on the opposite side, the Bucs' defensive line, they go after quarterbacks, pressure quarterbacks 38% of the time, second highest in the NFL. That said, Matthew Stafford is lethal against the blitz. 17 touchdowns to only one interception. His other 16 interceptions are when he's not blitzed. So the Rams can control both lines, and I think they have an overall better team. So I'll take the Rams +3.
Ooh, I like it. I kind of am tempted to look at them too. Alan, what about the line of the game now that we know 100% that Derrick Henry is in? Do you think it'll shift at all?
No, and only because I think the books already kind of baked that in, right? Like, I think that they assumed, hey, Derrick Henry's probably going to be here, and if for some reason he isn't, you know, we'll just let the market kind of correct itself. But I think that they, you know, they had a plan, they understood, so that's why they set it at 3. So if Derrick Henry, if there were no chance, you know, when this line were established that Derrick Henry is going to play, probably would have been 2.5, maybe 2. You know, it would have been a massive difference. But, yeah, I think that they've already baked that in.
And finally, another thing that we have discussed a lot this week as a theme is we watch the Titans closer than many people across the board that set these odds, make bets, things like that. When you hear the Titans are the worst number one seed in X amount of time, maybe ever, that kind of thing, statistically, but we know the reasons for that. Maybe some people from the outside don't. Do you think the Titans are sort of undersold as a number one team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, you know, look nationally right now. Nobody's talking about this game whatsoever. And I think there's a chance that this could be one of the most exciting games of the weekend. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, for even people who aren't a fan of either team, right? But, yeah, you know, like the Titans just don't get that credit nationally. And you know what? I think it plays into their favor, too, because people don't understand, you know, and then you show up and it's like, oh, man, we're in a rock fight here. Like, this team is a lot better, you know, than people think. So I think that that absolutely plays into it. But I will say this, all season long, the sharp bettors have been all over the Titans, and especially in games. You know, I know that they're not an underdog, you know, in this one, but games where they are an underdog, yeah, the sharp, smart bettors have absolutely figured out that the Titans are lethal in that situation. So It might not get ESPN, but the people that are walking in a sportsbook in Las Vegas with about $40,000 in their pocket, like, they figured that out. Yeah, they pay attention to the Titans a ton.
Interesting. Oh, by the way, as we talked earlier, if the Titans win this game, they're going to be an underdog next weekend. No matter who they play, They will be the underdog. So I wonder if the Sharps will do exactly what you said and pound the Titans next weekend.
Well, I'll tell you exactly. You know what? You bring up a great point. I'll tell you exactly how it will go. Whether it's, say, the Titans win, so just use that, and say it's the Chiefs or the Bills, doesn't matter, coming in here, right? The Titans will probably be three and a half point underdogs,
yep.
Right? As soon as that line comes out, I guarantee you will see the Titans go from 3.5, you know, underdogs to about 2.5 underdogs, maybe 2. Like, you will see a ton of money come in on the Titans immediately. So if they win, pay attention to that, because it will happen very, very quickly.
Well, remember you said that. By the way, one other stat to throw out there. I think I saw this right. Tell me if you've seen it too. No team has ever gone to Arrowhead twice in the same season and beat the Chiefs?
Correct. Yep. You're absolutely correct. And you know what? Of these four road teams that are, you know, that are playing this weekend, only one has ever won a road playoff game, and that's Jimmy Garoppolo. The other three have never done it. Josh Allen.
Wow.
Too. Yeah. Garoppolo's the only guy that's done it.
Oh, love it. Love it, love it, love it. Allen, thanks for the visit. Thanks for doing this. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll certainly talk to you down the road.
Hey, look forward to it, boys. Y'all have a good one. Take care.
He's at AllenBell247 on Twitter, at AllenBell247 on Twitter. You should definitely give him a follow. He's with Sportsline. Good stuff there. Willie, tell everybody about QC Kinetics.
All right, it's time to tell you about QC Kinetics. And everybody wants to be active. Everybody wants to be able to do the things that they love to do. But as we get older, sometimes you come up with that joint pain. Maybe you've got the bad back or some bad knees. If you've tried some different things and it hasn't worked for you, I want you to call QC Kinetics. Explore what they have for you as options, because it's helped a lot of people in our listening area. We're talking about non-surgical regenerative treatments for joint pain. Lasting results using natural biologics. No surgery, no pain meds, no steroids. And the best part is no downtime for you. You can get back to being active, going on your hikes, your bike rides, your pickup basketball games, your jogs, whatever it is that you love to do. This is exciting stuff. Regenerative, restorative treatments that encourage your body to heal itself using these highly concentrated natural biologics at QC Kinetics. So get rid of that knee pain, that hip pain, the ankles, the feet, all of that stuff. Don't let them keep giving you steroids. Call the local medical professionals. It's a free second opinion. 615-249-4024 for QC Kinetics. That's 615-249-4024. QC Kinetics.
Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, our show is presented by Curation CBD products, curated for life. All right, you want some stats, Stat Boy? You ready?
I always love the good stats.
Okay. Number one seeds in the NFL. Since 2013. I've seen this a couple times this week. Since 2013. So almost in the last decade. 11 out of the 16 have made the Super Bowl. So that's 69% of the number one seed since 2013. 69% of the time they get to the Super Bowl. Number one seed has won the Super Bowl in 5 of the last 8 seasons, but none have done it the last 3 seasons. So it was 5 for 5, and now it's 5 of 8 because the last 3 years, the number one seed has not won the Super Bowl. Again, with the theme of since 2013, only 2 of the 16 number one seeds have lost divisional playoff games. So it's only happened twice. That's the one that really jumped out at me.
Number one seeds that have lost. I'm trying to think of who those would be. Who went down as the one seed?
I think Dallas in 2016.
That was to Aaron Rodgers. Was that the Aaron Rodgers to Jared Cook? Remember that amazing throw that Jared Cook caught in field goal range? That was a great game.
An incredible throw and an incredible catch. And the Ravens in 2019 to?
The Ravens in 2019 to the Titans.
Yeah.
So those are the only 2 1 seeds to go down.
Go down in the divisional round since 2013.
Okay.
That's the one that really jumped out at me. I was like, oh, okay. Only happened twice. And ironically, the Titans were responsible.
I think really in a nutshell, I think the people are – I think there are a lot of people that are skeptical of the Titans as a one seed. I think they're a worthy one seed when they have everybody, but it really is to their credit that they got the one seed going through the path that they did. I think that's a huge theme, and my theory is it's made them a better team having gone through all the trials and tribulations of figuring out how to win, how to stay successful without critical players, all of which they have back now.
Yeah.
But They got to go do it tomorrow.
Indeed they do, and that's how the divisional round will start off. It'll start off here with the Titans hosting the Bengals. It'll be the 49ers and Packers in the nightcap at Lambeau Field. And as you heard Alan Bell say, a very, very, very cold Lambeau Field. But how about that little stat I threw in there at the end? That's the reason I bring up everybody picking the Bills. No team ever, has gone to Kansas City twice in the same season and beat them.
When you say nobody's picking the Bills, are you basing that on like your site on the where the money line?
No, I'm saying everybody's picking the Bills. The Bills are the sexy pick.
Well, when you say I'm not picking the Bills. I'm picking the Chiefs. So that's not everybody. So it's everybody except for me. And obviously you're picking the Chiefs because you've been setting this up all day. You're definitely picking the Chiefs.
I am picking the Chiefs.
Yeah. So that's two of us. So it's not everybody.
Well, the majority.
You say everybody. What are you basing that on? The experts?
The majority.
The people on TV?
The shows on television, yes.
Okay. I'm asking because I don't know where you got that. Like, you can look at your phone and say there's a money line. Sometimes you've done that and say that X percent are picking the Bills. Or are you just saying that's the experts? A lot of experts are going there.
The line started at 2.5 and it's down to 1.5. So what does that tell you already? That alone.
Okay,
tells
that's why I'm asking is where you're arriving on. Everybody is picking. I feel like people in Kansas City, some of them will pick the Chiefs.
Well, some of the people. I don't think you judge the market. I think it's everybody outside of the market.
They've been to the last 2 Super Bowls. I think some people are picking the Chiefs. But I understand what you're saying. It's like last week, everybody was picking the 49ers, and they're right.
That was the sexy pick.
Yeah, they were right.
I'm trying to see if I've got any. Current
TJ Husmashada, we had on the show. He made a very compelling case for Buffalo. He did pick the Bills.
The money is on the Titans, 58%. The money is on the Packers, 75%. The money is on the Rams, which I declared was going to be one of my upset picks earlier in the week. I said I'm going to go on and say it. The Rams are going to win this game. 58% of the money is on the Rams. And right now, 54% of the money is on Buffalo.
54% of the money line. Okay.
Yeah, no.
It's going to be a great
54%
weekend.
54% of the money. 58% of the money is on the money line, as in Buffalo to win the game outright.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were saying.
So it's even more.
So it's 58%.
If you just pick Buffalo to win the game outright, and you're like, I don't even want the points. Give me the Bills.
That's not everybody, 58%, but that's a significant amount.
Well, for a team that's been to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row and at home and the higher seed. That's pretty significant.
That's pretty significant, yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll start the final hour with Pick Six. We'll do that next.